Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast, Sister Sister. We're your hosts. I'm Kiki.
And I'm Brooke. Join us as we explore different perspectives of life together.
All right, Brooke. So we're here again. And this week's episode is on talking about being grateful, finding a spirit of gratitude in the grind of life, through your trials, through your ups and downs, even when you're not on top of the mountain, finding a place to be grateful, even in the chaos. So tell me what you got.
I love that we always start with I got.
But, well, you know, that's the thing about this is really... this depends on us. You know, there are some things in life that we can control and some that we can't. But this is something that we absolutely can control. Depends on the way that we look at things and the way that we look at life and our situations and how we take them. And so I was thinking about this, and I guess the goal is to take our stinking thinking and make it an attitude of gratitude. And I know we have heard that, you know, the stinking thinking a long time, but really it can be.
Your thinking is stinking.
It is. Sometimes it's just, we ruin things for ourselves. So, like, I was looking at something, and I think Lakin, my cousin, your sister-in-law, will share.
In the club, we all fam.
She's our friend. She posted something that she shared it, and it said, it was a little thing, and it said, stay positive. The only difference between a good day and a bad day is your attitude. And so I was thinking about, you know, how we can take our days and turn them into good. And I actually had a patient, I know I'm always talking about patients, but this one was 92 years old, and she came in, and, you know, she was just one of those people, like, everything she said afterwards, she had a laugh. Like, she laughed so much, and she was just, like, if she wasn't, like, just making fun of herself, like, and laughing, she was, it's something I would say. She would say something back in a joking manner, and she would laugh. And so, you know, I at the end, I was like, okay, we had a little bit of time to talk. And so I said, so tell me, I need you to tell me how to live a long life like you and be happy. You know, what's your advice? And so she really just kind of chuckled. She never would really just... she did a roundabout tell me, but she kind of chuckled, and she was like, you know what? She's like, every day I can't believe I'm 92.
When I make it to 92, I'm going to feel that way too.
She said, I can't believe I'm 92. And so, but she did tell me, she said, you know, there's things that come in life. And that's what we were talking about, because 92 years, I asked her what year she was born, and that's in the 30s. I couldn't do that. But that's like, you can write a book. And that's what I told her. I was like, you should write a book. And she said, yeah, I could. And I said, I would read it.
Of all the things that she's seen that none of us has.
Yeah. But, you know, like a little bit about her life, like it's not like she hasn't been through trials. And that's what I told her. I was like, well, I know you faced some hard times, you know. And she said, You've just got to take it as it comes. And in every situation, you know, be as positive as you can. And I said, and laugh about it. And she said, and she laughed. And she said, and laugh about it. And I was like, I imagine you take literally every single thing that happens to you. And if you can't, like, even in the times you could cry, you laugh, you know. And I know that changes her perspective on the situation in the moment. And so it's just, she is like, I feel like she's my soul sister. She told me, this is what she said. She said she
does. Your soul sister.
Sister.
I I think that, yep.
Perfect example why I'm sister.
Yeah, and because I would have said, she's my soul sister.
That's funny.
But, you know, the thing is, she told me, she said, a couple things that about me is she said, I hate to cook. And I said, me too.
Me three.
And she said, I hate leftovers. And I said, me too. I do. I hate leftovers. I really have good intentions. She said, it's just so hard. You know, especially her husband had passed away. She said, for me to cook for myself and have all of this food left over. And she said, I don't want to eat it all week. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left. But she said the other thing that she did is her and her husband had owned a nursery their entire like marriage life. And she said, I love flowers. She said, I don't get to do it as much. But she said, I love flowers. She said, I love the colors, the brightness. And she said, one thing that she said that really stuck out is she said that she loved to surround herself with beautiful things because it made life more beautiful. If she surrounded herself with beautiful things. And I said, that's so true. And I love flowers too.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
So I said, you know what?
Really is your soul sister.
I need to talk to her more.
Mm-hmm. But, and look, and you felt good after being with her.
Yeah, I did. I felt really good. And I told them at work, I said, you know what? They were laughing at me because I was like, I want to be her when I grow up. And I was thinking, but you know, really, literally, I could say when I grow up, because some people never, you know, that's 92 years old. That's almost three times. Pretty close to three times what I am right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The experiences she has. Just take it as it comes and know that, you know, okay, well, it is what it is.
It's
happened.
What are we going to do about it? How are
we
going to fix it?
That's right.
I have read before, it says positive people have positive outcomes. And whether it may not be the outcome that you wanted it to be a positive outcome, but it's positive because you make it positive.
Yes.
Just like you, it is what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a song that I sing at church, and it's called Through It All. And there's a line in that song, and it says, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that you could solve them.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Lord, when we put our problems and we come to Him, He is the one that gets us through that. You know, He helps us to get it through. We've already talked about this in other podcasts. It's hard to do things alone. But whenever you give it to the Lord and He can help you, then you look back, hindsight's 20/20, you see where the Lord brought you from. And then it is easy to have gratitude, if you will, mm-hmm. during those moments. But there are times that you don't get the answer that you wanted or that you expected to get. And you have to learn to be grateful during those times too. So it makes me think about Job. And, you know, I'm sure that it wasn't his first pick to have his children taken away from him, his wife taken away from him, his servants, his farmland, his animals, everything that he had in his life that was important to him was taken from him. That wasn't his first choice. But he had a spirit of gratitude, so much so that it even made his wife mad. You know?
Yeah.
Like, curse God and die. And sometimes it does make people mad to be so positive. You know, like, why are you happy? Quit smiling.
Yes.
You know?
But just thinking.
That's right. But he chose to be grateful in his time of loss. And because of that, God ended up blessing him double and giving him back what he had plus some more.
I think it's because, you know, one thing talking about that scripture about the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He did bless. He blessed God through, you know, every single season. And because of that, God was faithful to him because he was faithful to God.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about, you just mentioned it, gratitude. And I was thinking, like, what is gratitude? On the way over here, actually. And I was like, you know, what is it? What does it mean? And gratitude, I feel like, you know, we talk about being thankful and we talk about Thanksgiving. You know, we talk about giving thanks. But to me, thankfulness, being thankful, is an emotion in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're relieved, you're thankful because something didn't happen or did happen. Or, you know, it's the emotion that you have when something happy happens. You know, you're thankful for it. But that's one thing that I feel like is a almost like a just a self-conscious. Is that not a self-conscious? What is the word I'm looking for? Where you automatically do it. Like sometimes you don't have to put forth the effort to be thankful.
It's not unconscious. It's a conscious. No, because then you would know that you're doing what is it, Brooke?
What's that? Real smart right now.
We're unconscious and we're thankful. Is it subconscious?
Yeah. I think that's it.
No.
If you're listening and you know what the word is, you know what we mean. Okay?
Are you unconscious?
As long as you're not unconscious. Okay, but you know, that's the thing. Like, you do it almost without really thinking about it. Like, mm-hmm. not, it's an automatic response, you know,
right
in the moment. But I feel like I was thinking and I was like, you know, having gratitude to me is the attitude of gratefulness. Like, it's a continuance of being grateful. It's a continuance of being thankful. And so you have to constantly make yourself have an attitude of gratefulness, you right. know, to be to have gratitude.
Yeah. Choose.
Yeah, you have to. And I guess that's literally what it means. You know, you stop and you think, you know, in school, I know you did because you're in the medical field, but the prefixes and suffixes, that's how you get medical terminology. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same. That's the way I look at it. But, you know, I've never really looked at the word gratitude and thought, let's break this word down. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it's just like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's just been around so long.
Yeah.
But it really means an attitude of gratefulness. Mm-hmm. That's literally what it means. And so it's just that every day you get up and you're like, today's going to be a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
So I think that if you take on the choice of being grateful, then your outcome is going to be better for you because you're going to not be down and out about it. Because even if you're disappointed, you can still choose, okay, this is not what I wanted, but this is the Lord's will. Maybe this is,
that's right.
I'm not supposed to have this that I have prayed for, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes God's gift to us is unanswered prayers.
Yes.
You know, He knows best. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And things that we want are not always things that He wants. And that's hard to accept, especially when you feel like you are doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you feel like, okay, the Bible says He will give us the desires of our hearts. Yeah. And so, but if you're praying for His will,
yeah,
sometimes the desires of your heart is not the desire of His heart.
I literally was just texting somebody today about this, and we had this conversation, and I was trying, you know, sometimes when you're in the trial and you're in the moment, just like we talked about at Bible study, you know, sometimes you need somebody from the outside mm-hmm. looking in, because I was in that point of time, you know, like I was somebody that needed somebody to be like, at some point in my life, you know, mm-hmm. you can do it, like, you know, just speak, you know, the truth in the situation because you can't see it mm-hmm. for yourself. And I was just reminding them, you know, that God is faithful and He does know what's best for us. And, you know, just looking back on our lives, we can always see how His timing was perfect. You know, it didn't seem sometimes like that to us, like you said, but His timing was perfect. And then sometimes, like in those moments where we think, you know, we're not patient. We're like, why is this not happening? You know, I've tried my best. I've prayed about it. And that's the thing. When we have prayed about it, we have to trust. You mm-hmm. know? And that was one of the things I just said. You know, I think that's the part of be still and know that I am God. You have to be still. And whether that it means waiting, whether that means just keep on occupying, doing what you know to do. And when the opportunity is meant to come about, it will mm-hmm. in God's time. You know, there's so many things, but I you know, God just tells us just to wait on Him.
Right.
You
know? 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so, you know, being at which thankfulness, being grateful, those things, it's a constant state. And so we had asked people to give us topics that they wanted us to talk about. Right. So we didn't come up with this topic. This is something that an outside source had said that they wanted us to speak on. And they were saying that in the trials of life, how do you find time to be grateful? Mm-hmm. And I can say that that is hard. It is hard. I know that we always go to women because we are women, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are men that listen to this. And I know that they have trials too. But as a woman, you bear the load, making sure the kids are taken care of where they're supposed to go, making sure the husband is doing what he's supposed to be doing, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. Their clothes are clean. Yeah. The house is picked up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's easy to take things for granted.
Right.
You know, and until you suffer loss or you realize you don't have the things that you used to have, then a lot of times we look back and we have regrets, you know. And so that's one thing that I wanted to talk about is that it is so important to give thanks for what you have. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And so in the blessings that you have, find gratefulness for your blessings.
Yeah. You know, talking about just making that decision, you know, you make decisions and they affect you. You know, whatever decision you make, it affects you. And a lot of times we do. But, you know, we also, we're talking about making the decision to be positive or grateful, you know. And just like we literally can change the atmosphere that we live in by changing our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, that one thing is, like, all we need to change. Like, you know, you don't think about thinking positive would do that much to your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it changes everything. It changes your house. It changes your thoughts. Changes your mood. Mm-hmm. It changes your health.
Yeah.
You know, it changes the atmosphere in which you work. You know, it changes every single thing. The way people want to be around you, or, you know, how much they want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
It changes every single thing about your life.
You know, I don't like to be around somebody that complains all the time.
No, I don't either.
That stinking thinking.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yes. Gotta get it right.
Gotta get it right.
But, you know, and that's the thing, like, you know, everything. And I guess the mindset, and I'll tell you, there are some people I don't
think. Let it out, Brooke.
I really don't think they want to think positive. Like, they do, they intentionally want to think on sadness.
Mm-hmm.
They glory, I think, in the fact that if there's anything negative on Facebook, everybody's going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. You're going to post it.
Yep.
You know, I don't ever see some positive stuff from some people. I see everything sad that goes on. Who got arrested last week? You know, you know, that's the thing. Like, some positivity. Yeah. But it shows the mental state that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're fruits. You know, you're going to bear fruits and you're going to see it.
And you're going to know the fruit. I mean, the tree by the fruit that it bears.
That's exactly right. It's going to affect every single thing around them, you know. And the people are going to see it. The people around you are going to see it. And I was just thinking, you know, I know that saying about the mindset of glass half empty or half full, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. And that's the analogy that I look at so many times, because I really think that it does not matter how you look at a cup if the same thing is in that cup.
Right.
It doesn't matter, you know, it's a glass of milk. It's mm-hmm. a glass of milk.
Right.
Like, you can't change, I guess, the substance that's in that cup.
Not unless you pour it out. You can pour out that stinking thinking, though, and fill it up with sweet tea.
The point is, the situation is the same.
Right.
You know, it depends on how you look at that situation, whether you look at it in a negative sense or if you look at it in a positive sense and you try. And I know there are times I've had people literally, I'm pretty sure, get mad at me because one thing I'm really bad about, and it made me mad, it is a habit that it's very hard for me. But when somebody is sick or they, look, I'm a hypochondriac, you know I am. But when somebody is confiding in me about being sick, I don't feel like I should look at them and be like, you're going to die tomorrow. You know, I feel like they're coming to me and my job is to make them
talk them out of being sick.
Well, look at it like, no, it's fine. You know, go to the doctor, you know, get it checked out. Yes, but I'm sure that you're fine. But there have been people that gets irritated. You know?
Well, listen, talking about this, poor Ashlyn. Now, Ashlyn was sick a couple months ago. I mean, she sounded bad. And Brooke was like, she ain't sick. And I was like, Brooke, I mean, yes, she is. I think she's sick. Let her be sick. It's okay to be sick. And poor Ashlyn, she was just over there sounding like just pitiful.
Well, I promise you, that streak goes two ways. Just telling you. But, you know.
I got your back, Ashlyn.
Talking about that. This is a funny story talking about Ashlyn. But weird things happen to her. And I don't know. Well, I'm telling her business. But she apparently is allergic to the substance in gummy things. Don't really know.
You think it's dye?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but something like any type of chewy candy, like she gets very like
throat like, starts closing like, up, like itchy. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So she is very allergic to that. Well, it happened. Somebody brought them some little Nerd gummies or something, little clusters.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like pushing them down. Well, her like everything started swelling and she started not breathing right.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, she was at work and they took care of her. But so she had an EpiPen. They gave her an EpiPen. And apparently, when you take those things or you whatever, it affects your muscles and it makes you very like hard to stand up, walk. Your muscles become very weak, apparently. But she came over to the house and we had a youth service that night. And she's like, she was basically trying to figure out if she was going to church or not. And I was like, yes, you got to go to church. You got to go to church. That youth choir's got to sing, which I was concerned, but she was alive in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we weren't swelling anymore. I felt like it was okay. And so she did. You know, props to her. She did, and she got up there, and I looked over, and she was up there leading the choir, and she had the little stand, and she was like, swaying like she was about to pass out any moment. I was like, okay, but maybe you pushed.
Yeah, poor Ashlyn. But then again, there's the other side of Ashlyn that she cut herself with a butter knife and passed out. So
true. Yeah. She's gonna hate it.
I know it. We already got a text last time.
I know. Just
we love you. We love you, Ashy Co. Shout out to Ashy Co.
We do. But yeah, so that's the thing, though. But in a lot of cases, I really don't think that it matters what you say to somebody. They're going to look at that glass half empty, don't mm-hmm. matter what, you know. And I know in the same situation, you know, it's their situation, so mm-hmm. it's very real to them.
You know,
whereas it's not to me. But I don't, you know, sometimes you feel, even in your situation, in the world you live in, you try to be positive, but it seems like sometimes you hit a wall. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I don't think that that means that you need to change your way of thinking just because you face negativity.
Right.
You know, because I feel like eventually that positive thinking is going to overcome their negativity. And maybe either by the grace of God, hopefully they see, well, maybe I need to look at it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may just be for you. You know,
right.
I mean.
Well, and I think that, like you said, there are some people that is their mindset. So I feel like when you are with those type of people, that it is important for you to keep your positivity and your spirit of gratefulness and move on.
Yeah.
And you need to surround yourself with people that have that same spirit of gratefulness, because you are who you hang around.
That's exactly right.
And whatever you're around, just like you say, we set the atmosphere, we set the tone. So if somebody's already come before you and set the tone of negative, you know, vibes, then either you're going to turn that around to a positive vibe, or you're going to be negative too.
That's right.
And so, and whatever you have, you're going to rub that off on the next person. So just, I think that you need to know, and you need to be sensitive to know, sensitive enough to recognize that, hey, this is their state of mind. I'm going to be positive and I'm going to speak life into them, but then I'm going to have to move on so that I can keep myself positive and not go down that rabbit hole as well. Because it is easy. Like if you was to come in here and you were down, you know, and sad, then it's not going to be long and I'm going to be down and sad too.
That's right.
You know, so.
Well, it's catching.
Yeah.
It's just like a sickness.
And we have to be the one that gives them something to catch. You know,
that's right.
We're the ones, if you claim, you know, to have his light inside of you, show the light.
Let it.
And let somebody else see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's talk about just some ways that, you know, we can be grateful in our situations, or some things that we can do. I heard somebody said, not sure when I saw it or who I heard it from. I can't remember who it was, but they said that every morning they get up, and during their time of, whether they're reading their Bible, they're praying, or their devotion time, they sit down and they write down, "My life is good because," and they put a single thing, at least one single thing, every single. Did you say this?
I listened to a lady that was speaking.
Yeah. And so I think that that's good, because, you know, we've talked about it in the past of women that have written journals of the good things that happen in their life, and then they go back and they read it. But, you know, it sometimes putting it on paper, sometimes we can't recall in the moment the good things.
Right.
You know, and we need to see for ourselves. We need to go back and to be able to read that, you know, and, and remind ourselves.
Right.
Encourage ourselves in the Lord.
Yeah. And the Bible tells us to do that. David said he has to encourage himself in the Lord. I do every year write in my prayer book the things that I want for that year. And at the end of the year, I go back and I look at every year since I started, which I started in 2018 doing this. And there are still some prayers that have yet to be answered. But it is, it's a good thing to go back and see that for yourself. And the lady that you're talking about, whenever you said that, she gets up and she writes down things that she's grateful for. She said that she does that for the times in her life that are trials. She can go back and say, you know, I'm going through this trial right now, Lord, but I remember when you healed my son of this sickness on this day. You know, and so you have been good to me, and I know that you are still good. And there is a verse, and it says in Psalms 107:1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever." So we had said earlier, he gives, he takes away. But regardless, when in times of giving and times of taking away, he is still good, and we have to be grateful for that.
Yeah, and you saying that brought to mind, I asked Jordan before I came here. I was just, you know, thinking about what we could talk about, and as he was sitting there, and so I asked him, I said, what do you think, you know, about what would you say about being grateful or finding positivity, you know, in the negative world sometimes that we live in? And he just said, and he brought, he did not say this, but it brought to mind just now that he did say in a message, in a sermon one time today, he said, you just need to remember that in the trial, it's not going to be dark forever. You know, that it just, I guess in my words, the storm is not going to last forever.
Right.
You know, the sun will shine, and that there are seasons, you know, there are times where life may be a little harder for us, and we're not always going to be perfect. You know, there are going to be times that we, thoughts come to our mind real fast, you know, before we can, you know, control
reel it in.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is that we do reel it in, and we remember that we will get through this trial eventually, and we will come out on the other side, and there are going to be brighter days. Mm-hmm. And it just brought to my mind a sermon that he did preach, and he made this comment, and I had never really thought about it, but talking about the valleys, that we talk about being in the valley, and it is a low point, you know, in the valley. But he was just saying that a valley is between two mountains. Mm-hmm. You had to come off of a mountain, but it's just in the moment of you traveling from one mountain to another. And it's the way that we look at it. We can mm-hmm. look at it as, oh, this is a pit of darkness, you right. know, gloom, doom, despair. Or we can look at it, this is just my journey from one mountain, and I'm about to go to another mountain.
Mm-hmm. It's something that you said that because I wrote down, this is what I wrote down on mine. I was like, who is grateful for trials? No one, if we're really being honest. But to climb to the top of a mountain, most of the time you have to start in a valley. Mm-hmm. And so, that's...
And you know what else that we can say in that? In valleys are where lilies bloom.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Brooke.
You know, and we can look at it as like a dark place, or we can look at it, that's where at some point in time, if you look for it, you're going to see a flower. You're going to mm-hmm. see something that's beautiful and positive that God planted there for us to see.
Right. You know? There's a saying, bloom where you're planted.
Yeah.
And that makes me think of Joseph. I mean, he was high, he was low, he was high, he was low. But in every trial that he was in, he made the best of it, and he ended up second in command, mm-hmm. you know. Right. Even when he was in prison, you know, he made the best. He bloomed where he was planted. He had the gift to interpret dreams. And so, you know, he bloomed
yes.
in the prison. And so that's good. Bloom where you're planted. Even if you are in a dark space, just like Brooke said, the sun will come out. So find a place to bloom.
Yeah. And, you know, that just reminds me too, Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue. I mean, it's saying, if there be any,
mm-hmm.
you may have to look for it.
Right.
You know, but if there be any, which there is.
There is.
There's always some. And if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And then in verse 11 it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. In another version, you know, that's pretty plain, but just to lay it out there in mm-hmm. more everyday terms. The NIV version says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. And so you can look at being content. You know, I understand we really always need to push for more. I get mm-hmm. that. You know, we can be too content in our, you know, our state. Right. But I think what it's saying here is whatever problem, whatever circumstance, whatever situation we're in, good or bad, to be content. And in that moment, look for the good, be thankful, be grateful. You know,
better days are coming.
Better days are coming.
You're going to come out of this. And I always talk about this. I am a friend. I love a friend. I want a friend. I want to be a friend. And I was telling my friend Sam, I was like, you know, sometimes I feel like I just vent to her about things, and I know that she walks away thinking, my goodness gracious. And the same with you, you know.
No, like, I vent to you.
I do too. Well, but you need that because you need somebody. You need somebody. If you don't have a person to vent to talk to give you good counsel. Now, I mean, when you can find a friend that's not going to give you good counsel, then it's always going to find the negative.
Right.
But you need to find a friend that's going to lift you up, to try to make you to be a better person. And that is the person that you can confide in. And that is something else to be grateful for, is good friends.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to help you through.
Yeah. And not always agree with you.
Yeah. That's what every one of my friends, I've even made fun of that. Like, I've made jokes about this. I'm like, I'm always attracted to the mean ones. Like, but...
<Am I mean? laughs>
No, but you are... real. You know, I surround myself with people that don't sugarcoat stuff for me, because I don't want to live in a delusional world that I'm right all the time.
No.
Because I'm not. You know, and you're not right all the mm-hmm. time. And you need somebody that can tell you a different outlook with love.
Yeah. Just like what I was saying earlier, texting that person today. Like, nothing. They're one of the strongest people I know, honestly. But just reminding them that looking from the outside in and having a couple more years on them, you know, mm-hmm. been through a little bit more. You know, I know there's people that's been through more than me,
mm-hmm.
but been through a little bit more, that it's fine. It's going to be okay. And, you know, in God's time, and it will work out. But having that person that can say that to you, and just like we were talking about last night, finding somebody that challenges you,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you makes, like you said, makes you better.
Right.
You want to surround yourself with friends and people, pastors, doesn't matter who it is, you know, people that will help you be better, mm-hmm. you know? And if we're not becoming better, that means we're backtracking. And so it doesn't matter if that's attitude, if that's just life in general. Sometimes it just takes saying, hey, you know, I think you need to look at this at a different way, mm-hmm. you know, different perspective.
Right. Well, is there anything else that you have on the subject of being grateful in the grind?
I don't. I think that we just need to, it doesn't matter where we are in life, literally, like where our physical being is in mm-hmm. life, whether that's at work, whether that's at church, whether that is in our home. You know, a lot of times our home, we are not as positive in our home, but that's probably the most important place that we need to be, is our home,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then also, you know, we spend a lot more time at work than we do most anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people at work, you just need to remember they're going through things too.
Yeah.
You know, be conscious that our problems are not always what everybody else is worried about.
Right.
I know that's kind of blunt, but everybody, I've heard this story, everybody shot, get in and drive kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story about that in war, you know. This guy, long story short, just wanted to, he was complaining he was shot, and the person, his friend, was trying to get away. And he was like, everybody shot, just get in and drive, you know,
mm-hmm.
just get us away from this problem. And sometimes, you know, everybody has problems, but you just one day after another, you know, take a step and eventually you'll come out on the other side.
That's right. All right. Well, I think that's all we have for this episode. And we want to challenge you to be grateful in the grind that you're in. We're your hosts. I'm Kiki.
And I'm Brooke.
We'll see y'all next time.
It's blooper time.
What was we talking about?
It was good.
No, it wasn't.
What
were you talking about? I don't know, Brooke. I don't even understand where it's coming out of my mouth.
And then she said that the other thing she said is that she...